days that Satan will do this. Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, for example, hey man, one of the strategies that he uses to he appeal to the lust of the eyes. Oh yeah, yeah. If a believer is weak in a certain area, Satan will see to it that something crosses his eyes, or her eyes. Praise God, and something that will be appealing to the flesh or to the pride of life. Praise God, it could be some delicious.
You Amen. Have been blessed Somebody by say, the well, Second well, Union well, Baptist well. Church, 6436.
You can't eat everything
Highway,
that you see.
Alexander, Louisiana, 71302.
Amen.
We'll be glad to hear from
it
you.
It can be
like
an attractive
them, you can contact
person.
Them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Everybody say blessed. Come on. Everybody say blessed. We're blessed in the city.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go.
Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it.
working your faith.
Work your faith.
Late in the midnight hour.
Late in the midnight hour. God's gonna turn it around. He's gonna break your faith.
Ain't good when all of them there. Whether they're all there, they still give their all and their best. And we thank God for them. Thank God for each of you this morning. And we are grateful to our visitors who are sharing with us on to this morning, this Mother's Day, and to our Minister of Music, Reverend Coleman, and to all who are present. God is good, and His mercy endures forever.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Now, this morning, I would call your attention to Paul's second letter to Timothy.
Yes, sir.
Paul writes this letter from a Roman prison cell, sort of like his last words before going to Nero's chopping block. Speaks about Timothy's faith and his heritage. All right. The first chapter of 2 Timothy. Everybody got to say amen. Amen. Anybody still looking, say hold on. All right, we're going to hold on. We want all of us to be there. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Anybody still lagging? You need to come to Sunday school and Bible study. Beginning at verse number 3, and we're going to read 3 through 7 with the emphasis on verse number 5 where we draw our thought. Amen? And it says, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, we thank you for another preaching privilege. We ask now that you grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. You may be seated. When I call to you the remembrance, the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is in you also. This morning on this Mother's Day, I won't talk from the subject, a mother's contagious faith. A mother's contagious faith. Now, the word contagious means something, thank you, Ernestus, that can be spread to and affect others. Amen. Like a contagious disease, it can be passed on to others. And so let me begin by saying that because of a contagious faith, mothers of faith have changed the course of history. For instance, the mother of Moses, when the decree went out that all male children were to be killed in order to stop the population explosion of the Israelites who were in slavery down in Egypt, Moses' mother, a woman of faith, went against that decree, and she hid Moses as long as she could. And when she could no longer hide him, she put him in a little ark and placed him on the Nile River, where he would be found by Pharaoh's daughter, who took Moses in as her own, and Moses' mother was chosen as his nanny. And therefore she was able to raise him and teach him the Hebrew history and about the God of Israel. Her teaching, her influence, her trust in the Almighty God, as well as her faith, was passed on to Moses, who became the great emancipator of the Hebrew people. Her faith was contagious. Then there was Hannah, the mother of Samuel, who was barren, who couldn't have children, but she was a woman of faith, and so she made a vow to the Lord that if he would allow her to have a male child, she would give him back to the Lord to use as he will. Thus Samuel became a prophet and a judge of Israel. My brothers and sisters, these mothers of faith show that a mother's faith can be a contagious faith that can affect the lives of her children. And you know, I believe if a poll was taken here this morning asking you who it was that brought you to church when you were a child, in most cases, the mothers would outnumber the fathers. My brothers and sisters, a mother can influence the life of their children. They can do so in a positive as well as a negative way. I don't care if the daddy is a drunk or a person who don't even like church. If a mother is a mother of faith, more than likely that child or children will one day become a man or woman of faith. But now, on the other hand, if the mother is a drunk and an uncaring mother, usually the child or children will have a hard time trying to be a man or woman of faith if they ever try to change at all. Why? Because the mother has the greatest influence in a child's life. She's usually the first person to hold a child when it's born. She's the one who is there most of the time during their infant years, their teenage years, and the like. She's the one who cuddles them in their fears and encourages them when they are discouraged. And so it's just natural for the mother to have a close bond with her child or children. My brothers and sisters, because of a mother's close bond with her child or children, if she is a mother of faith, that faith, like the flu, can become contagious and passed on. But in the case of the text, Timothy's faith didn't start with his mother, but it started with his grandmother, Lois. Now, Lois is not a familiar Bible name that most people and even Christians recognize, but Lois is the mother of Eunice and the grandmother of Timothy. And so it was Lois' contagious faith that was passed on to her daughter Eunice, and then Eunice's faith was passed on to her son, who became a blessing to Paul. My brothers and sisters, here we see that mothers start a chain reaction of faith that is passed on to her child or children, because a mother's faith is a contagious faith, which says to us, first of all, that a mother's faith can may be spread to her children. But now we don't know when Lois, Timothy's grandmother, came to faith in Christ. But we do know that at some point in her life, she understood that she was a sinner. Because the first step in becoming a Christian is to come to the realization that one is a sinner in need of forgiveness and deliverance that only faith in Christ can provide. And not only that, she was able to grasp the concept of grace and realize that she couldn't be good enough, or she couldn't earn salvation, because it is the gift of God. And because, yes, Lord, of his grace, the Lord would accept her just as she was. And this is what led her to respond in faith to God's love, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to receive salvation or be saved. Also, we know that Lois' faith was genuine. In other words, this mother of faith was real, meaning she wasn't just play acting like some do, because some mothers are only saints in the church, but when they leave all their religion and faith at the church house until next Sunday. But when they are at the church, yes, Lord, they're about the nicest people you ever want to meet. But now at home and away from the church, they're nagging hell raisers, gossipers, and the like. And yes, you wonder why your children go wrong or went wrong, even when they came to church. Well, it's because of your influence and the examples you showed them. And so when they get older and you finally become real, that's why it's so hard for you to pass on your faith. But Lois, Timothy's grandmother's faith was real. It was genuine, and she shared her faith with her daughter, Eunice, Timothy's mother. Why was she able to do this, my brothers and sisters? Because her faith was real, and since it was real, it became contagious, calling her daughter Eunice to be able to see Christ in her mother's life, leading her to believe in Christ also. And so let me ask you this morning, what are you doing to win your children to Christ? Remember, Jesus told the disciples in Acts 1:8, he said, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me first in Jerusalem." Well, why Jerusalem? Jerusalem was first because it was their home. It was the familiar place of family. Meaning, before you can go and straighten out the world or try to evangelize the world, you need to make sure that you're sharing the gospel at home, praying for your family, living right before them, and allowing your family to see Christ in you. I remember the first thing my mother taught me was the Lord's Prayer. And every night until I learned it, she would say it with me before I went to bed. In essence, she was passing her faith in God to me by planting a seed of prayer and faith in me. Well, the evidence, Brother Buckner, is right before you this morning, because I'm standing here as your pastor preaching God's word to you. And so let me ask you this morning, are you teaching your children early in life how to pray or how to say the Lord's Prayer before they go to bed? Are you praying with them as a family? Well, I remember when our children was in school, each morning we would have prayer with them before they left. And that faith became contagious. Right now my daughter is a deaconess. Her daughter's in church, active in church. Our sons are both in church. One not as active as the other, but the seed has been planted. Somewhat like a family with a history of diabetes. To some of the children, it may come out of the, on them early, but to the others, it may hit them later in life, but at some point, it will manifest itself in their lives. Why is this? Because it's contagious. And so a mother's faith may spread to her children. Well, secondly, a mother's faith may spread to their grandchildren. My brothers and sisters, one day Eunice gave birth to a bouncing baby boy that she named Timothy. In the Greek is Timotheus, meaning honoring God, deriving from the Greek word Timaeus, to honor, and Theos, God, because undoubtedly Lois and Eunice had high hopes for Timothy at birth, because she gave him the name that means honoring God. But now, how would these two women reach Timothy? They did so by demonstrating genuine faith in their lives, which became a contagious faith. They did so by prayer, examples, and teachings. My brothers and sisters, this is still how to reach those we love in Christ today. I remember a time when I was staying with my grandmother, and sometime, yes, when things went bad for her, she would close her door and begin calling on the Lord. Well, now, the first time I heard her do that, I ran in to see what was wrong, and there she was down on her knees with tears running down her cheeks. And I said, "Big Mama, what's the matter?" And she said to me, "Big Mama's all right, baby. I'm just talking to the Lord." Now, perhaps without each of us knowing it, she was actually sharing her faith with me at that very moment, and many other times I would hear her praying out aloud. That faith became contagious. Well, it didn't happen overnight, but today I've been preaching the gospel and pastoring for over 33 years, and so I have another brother also who preaches, which says to us that grandmothers, especially Christian grandmothers, are special people to grandchildren, because Lois and her daughter Eunice succeeded in bringing Timothy to Christ, and Paul became God's answer to their prayer by leading young Timothy to faith in Jesus Christ. And so mother's faith may be spread to her grandchildren. Well, finally, yes, Lord, a mother's faith may be spread to future generations. No, Timothy became Paul's companion in ministry. And my brothers and sisters, Paul's letter to Timothy is still spreading faith even today, because Timothy preached at Berea, spreading the faith. He preached at Corinth and Macedonia, spreading the faith. He preached at Ephesus and Rome, spreading the faith. And my brothers and sisters, through Timothy's life, Lois's grandmother is still spreading the faith, all because her faith was contagious. It was passed on to her daughter, and from her daughter, it was passed on to her grandson. And my brothers and sisters, what a thrilling thought for every mother and grandmother whose faith is real this morning, to know that your faith can be spread to future generations. Just think about what part did your mother play in leading you to Christ? And even more, you as a mother, are you actively spreading your faith to your children and others? And so as I try to move to the close, Paul told Timothy in the text, he said, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwells first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. I'm persuaded is in you also. To put another way, Paul said, I remember your genuine faith. For you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that that faith continues strong in you. Because Timothy's mother and grandmother had communicated their strong faith to Timothy, even though his father was a Greek and probably was not even a believer in Christ. Now that says to me that a Christian mother's influence is unlimited. And so don't hide your light at home, because your family is a fertile field for planting the seed of the good news of the gospel. And that's why all Christian mothers need to let your children, let your husband, your brothers and sisters know of your faith in Christ by being sure that they see Christ's love, his helpfulness, and joy in you. And so in closing, a woman's faith can change the whole world with a great faith, because her faith is contagious and is passed on to her children, is passed on to her grandchildren and future generation, because she is an example of faith. She carries all her problems unto the Lord, who say, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. And she believes that Christ is the answer to every problem and challenge in her life. She believes in the power, his power to answer her requests and bring deliverance in time of need. A mother of faith understands the importance of praying for protection from Satan's attack on her family, because the most distressing of all problems is the devil's attack on a mother's child. But she also knows that greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world, because her faith and trust is in the one who conquered Satan, death, hell, and the grave. Because one Friday on a hill called Calvary, Satan bruised Jesus' heel through suffering, but he delivered the final blow when he crushed the devil's head as he died for the sins of the world. Ain't God all right? But 3 days later, yes, Lord, he stepped up on resurrection ground, declaring all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. It's because he lives and face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Because Jesus lives, we're able to see this morning a mother's contagious faith that changed the course of history. A faith that was passed on to her children and grandchildren and even the future generation. So again, I say happy Mother's Day to all mothers, both married and single. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin, I tell you, this is your day to begin your faith journey that's become contagious, which can be passed on to your children and your children's children. Yeah, Lord, and do you know him this morning? If you're a mother, or if you're a father, I need to ask you, do you know Jesus? I don't care where you come from. I don't care how low down you are. You can come to the Lord just as you are. And I tell you what, he'll save you to the utmost. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that we have a Savior who know their heart and he know their mind. I'm so glad that one day, because of my mother and my grandmother's contagious faith, I came to the Lord just as I was. I was weary.